welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you were able to join me today. I greet you in Jesus' wonderful name. And as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me share from His Word, He moved on me to share on a subject which I'll call the seasons of the Lord. And to begin, I'd like to turn to the book of Genesis and read verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Praise God. Before I go any further, the Lord's just prompting me to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for the privilege we have to gather together to share, Lord, the good things of Your Word, the good things of the Lord, as we do every day, Lord, on this broadcast, Monday through Friday. I thank You for those who are listening. Lord, I pray that You will just minister to them, touch them in their spirits, their bodies, their souls, their minds, their emotions. Father, I thank You for the work that You are doing in their lives. And Lord, whatever time that they are in right now, whatever season they are in, Lord, it will be a time of understanding and revelation and joy and peace. Lord, even through the hard times, Lord, if we maintain a right heart and attitude, it can be a time of great perfecting, because Lord, You said in James that we're to let patience have her perfect work, that we would be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So Lord, I'm asking for divine strength. Lord, You promised You wouldn't cause us to go through any trial or testing that would be too much for us. You wouldn't allow us to be tested above what we're able. And so Lord, I thank You, Lord, for peace right now. Every bit of stress and pressure from the day, Lord, I ask that You would just swallow it up in the presence of the Lord, that there would be a deep rest, a deep peace, and You would prepare our hearts now, Lord, to receive the truths of Your Word, and Lord, to be able to apply it in Jesus' name. I thank You for it. Praise God. Well, as we began, I shared that scripture in Genesis 8:22, where the Lord was speaking to Noah, and He said, as long as the earth exists, there's going to be seed time and harvest. There'll be cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, that they will not cease. So when Noah and his family went out of the ark after the great flood, he built an altar unto the Lord and offered a burnt offering. And it was then, as the Lord smelled that pleasing aroma, He made this promise. So we see very specifically in the opening pages of the Bible that God ordained the natural world according to His wisdom. And He planned cycles of climate, which science has rightly claimed protects and preserves the natural world. It's a long-held belief that the overabundance of insects in equatorial climates is due to the sameness of weather year-round. In other words, it's always tropical, and because of that, the insects don't die out. I mean, if you live in a seasonal area, basically the normal kinds of insects that you find in the summer, mosquitoes, flies, I don't know, what do they do, hibernate, but they're not there in the winter, that's for certain. And beloved, regardless of where you live, right now. If you have ever lived in a geographical area where there are seasons, there's a beauty to each of those seasons. Some might say, well, you know, I wouldn't want to live in snow anymore. I've shoveled snow enough or tried to drive in ice and bad weather, and they're grateful to live in California. I know I did for many years. However, at this point, I am living in Idaho, and it is seasonal here in Southwest Idaho, although there's not a lot of snow. But there is a definite beauty to the seasons. I love fall. In fact, I love all the seasons. Winter, there's a special beauty when the snow falls, and it's like a winter wonderland as you go outside. It's so beautiful, clean and pure. So there is a beauty and a purpose even in the natural seasons. And of course, you might say you have a definite preference of one season over another, but each have their singular beauties for which we can be grateful. Now, in the first chapter of Romans, and I want to read a verse. I've been talking about natural seasons, but also there are spiritual seasons in our lives. And what I'd like to begin to do today, as well as I'm laying a foundation, is to look at what the Word says about the scriptural references to the seasons that we can go through spiritually. Now, let's go to Romans, the first chapter. Actually, I'm going to start reading at verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him, that's of the Lord, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Basically, what is that saying? Is that the Apostle Paul, under the anointing and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is affirming a truth which we all know instinctively, which basically is our Creator God has revealed characteristics of spiritual truth as well as his own character and being in his natural order. Remember what 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verse 46 says? Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is natural. Whether the heavens give forth sunshine or snow, they declare the glory of God. In Psalm 148, and let me turn to that quickly, Psalm 148 and verses 7 through 8, the Word says, praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word. It goes on, mountains and hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Let them praise the name of the Lord, verse 13, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. So we see that the natural elements, fire, hail, snow, vapor, stormy winds, fulfill his word. God gives us sunshine and rain. We see in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 45, and these are the words of Jesus, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. He's basically saying, bless those that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for those who despitefully use you. Then he goes on to say in verse 45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So God in his benevolence and mercy has given the abundance of the natural world to minister to the emotional, spiritual, as well as the physical and material needs of man. And we see also in Psalm 147, and I'll start reading at verse 15, he sendeth forth his commandment upon earth, his word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool, he scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes, he casteth forth his ice like morsels, who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them, he causes the wind to blow and the waters flow. So he controls the natural elements, snow and frost. He controls summer and winter, as we saw in that verse I shared, Genesis 8:22. He said, summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. All of these are wisely planned by our all-knowing Creator. And the seasons have a purpose, beloved. We know that certainly in terms of the natural world. But also, God has a purpose in the seasons of our spiritual life. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. There are many lessons to be learned in the cold, bleak times of our walk, even though we may not enjoy them. And there's a particular beauty of the Lord in our winters that we cannot behold in our summers. After times of mourning, perhaps over personal sins and mistakes in our lives, God is so gracious as to give us times of joy in our victories. Life in God is never dull. It's a continual learning process. And one of the things we need to really understand is that God has a purpose. So we need to be asking Him, Lord, what is your purpose in this time that I'm going through? He's doing a work in all of our lives, in all the seasons He has ordained. And every season is meant to be fruitful, whether we are in our youth, whether we're in the activity and fruitfulness of middle age, or whether we're advanced in years, even in our golden years, the very end of our lives, God still has a purpose in all of those times. But the important thing is we need to learn to count it all joy. Well, my time is just flying away, and we're just getting into this subject, and I pray that you'll be able to join me tomorrow. It adds to our understanding and our patience and our willingness to wait on God when we understand He really is in control and knows what He's doing in our lives. Thank you so much for listening and joining me today. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give you our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,